Welcome to Adventures in the Spirit with Jared Lasky, a podcast that is not just information, but impartation and activation. This podcast offers supernatural conversations that will encourage and equip you to live the Spirit-empowered life. Fireborn Ministries exists to see Jesus awaken this generation to the power of the Holy Spirit. Listen in to this powerful and encouraging conversation and share this episode of Adventures in the Spirit with Jared Lasky. And welcome to another adventure in the Holy Spirit. I'm your host, Jared Lasky. Guys, we're drawing near to Jesus this year. This is the year to fight. This is the year to draw near to Jesus. This is the year to worship, to war, to rest in Him, but to know your identity in Christ Jesus. Guys, if you need freedom from demons, I have a free PDF available for you in the podcast description on 7 principles for setting you free in Jesus' name. So if you're on Apple or Spotify, you can click on that link and download that free PDF on how to be set free from the demonic, but also draw near to Jesus. If you're listening to this on any other podcast platform, sometimes those links don't come through, but you can go to my website, firebornministries.com, for more information. Even email me, info@firebornministries.com, if you'd like that free download to be set free from demons. But guys, I'm excited to be introducing to you to my new friend, Alemu Biftu, who is the author of Abiding in His Presence, The Secret to Waging War and Bearing Fruit. He's a minister of the gospel. He ministers extensively with Chuck Pierce, and he's got this book that they've co-written together. It's a powerful book about the glory, about the presence of Christ Jesus. So please help me welcome Alemu Biftu to Adventures in the Spirit. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, it's an honor and a pleasure. I've been reading your book, and it's amazing. Some of the God stories that you share in it, the things that you went through in childhood to get closer to Jesus. Would you share parts of your story with our audience? Because it's, wow, the things that you went through, wow, inspirational. And you know, you drew near to Jesus, but can you share some of what you went through?
Yes. Thank you for the opportunity, by the way. I really appreciate it. You know, our story is the reflection of the grace of God. No one has a story but God. And what He has done for me is very unique and unusual in the sense that I was born and grew up in Ethiopia, in the remote part of Ethiopia. And until I was 12 years old, I never seen a piece, let alone a school. I didn't know what school is all about. And when I was around 12 years old, my father, who was a farmer, and got a piece of paper from the local government to pay tax. And he started looking for somebody who can tell him what is on that piece of paper. I was fascinated as a 12 years old. I said, "Dad, what is this?" He said, "Somebody can tell me what's on this, and then I can fulfill my obligation to the government so that they will not take my land." And I was so fascinated. And what would it take for me to do that for you? Where do I go? What do I need to do? Go and spend time with a Coptic church with a priest. So that's how you learn how to read and write. I'm willing to do that. I was so fascinated. I said, "To do that." He said, "No, because I'm old." I was the last child and 10th. He said, "I'm too old. You have to help me on the farm. You can't do that." So, well, in our culture, once a father spoke, that's done. There is no negotiation. So I accepted it, but the fire came into my heart. I didn't know the Lord. I never heard the gospel, but it's just something burning within my heart. I couldn't take out of my heart. And then my aunt, it just happened. My aunt came to visit us from another far away village. And it took her about a day walk. And she started telling me about kids going to school. There was a very close, small missionary school close to her neighborhood. And she started telling me, I was so fascinated. I said, "Can I go with you and look at it? Just come back." And she said, "Talk to your father." I said, "I already did. What did he say?" "No." He said, "So sorry, I can't take you. And even though as an educated and 12 years old, the Lord gave me strategy. And if I leave the house without telling my parents early enough, and wait for you on in the field and go with you and just look at and come back tomorrow. So you will not run into any kind of problems, but at least I will satisfy my curiosity. She agreed to that strategy. I went with her. The next day she said, go across this river and then you will see a compound. That's where a school is. It's in the middle of the year. I didn't know anything about the school, how a school works, who is who, what's going on. So in next day, I went around and I saw a compound and went around. I didn't see any child. I said, why did she told me that there are kids? I didn't see any child because they were in classroom. I didn't know what it's all about. And I was looking around and going around and I saw a small office just a little bit opened. And I went in and there was a missionary lady from Pennsylvania and never seen a white face before. Never heard the national language. It's my mother tongue. I went in and I said, I'm here to learn how to read. She couldn't communicate with me. She didn't know my tongue and we didn't communicate. She gave me a sign and said, stay, and called one of the teachers. And I told him. And then she just looked at me. This is how the Holy Spirit works. And she looked at me for maybe 1 or 2 minutes. It felt like eternity. She looked at me and said, I think now looking back, what she was doing was, why is this boy is here almost half naked, almost a day walk, and he didn't know anything. Why is he here? Why is he? Finally, she overruled the school, the rule. And because it's in the middle of the year, they don't accept a student in the middle of the year. And I didn't know the national language. That's one of the requirements. She overruled both and said, take him to the first grade. He took him to the first grade. And I didn't understand any word. I was just watching what was going on. I was watching the kids who are watching me. We didn't communicate, but I went home. My aunt said, how did it go? I said, fantastic. I wanted to go back one more, at least one more day. And I went back and the Lord started doing a miracle for me. For those of you who do not believe in miracle, God didn't even wait until I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. He did a miracle for me. He opened my mind. I understood the language in the same semester. By the end of the half of the school year, I was second in my class.
Wow.
In my grade. So that's where I started my journey. When I was in second grade, Psalm 15. Never heard the gospel, anything about the gospel. And he read a passage of scripture which says, who can dwell on the mountain of God? Who can live in the holy tent of God? That's all he read. And as I was listening to that word, never heard the that kind of message before or word, and my body was shaking. I couldn't control myself. I didn't know what was happening to me. I said, what is this? How do I find an answer to this? How can a man can relate to God? How can we dwell in the presence of God? So after the teacher was teaching math, but he just read the scripture and just went to teaching. When the class was over, I ran after him. I said, teacher, can you help me? What is the answer to what you read? He said, I don't worry. It's not part of the class. Mm-hmm. He didn't understand. But there was a fire within me, I said, I need to find out. So I went to a missionary lady who was the director of the, and I shared with her. She understood exactly what the Lord was doing. She sat there under the pole and explained it to me, the gospel. The last I remember was Romans chapter obtain if we confess, if we believe. I pray with you. I said, I don't want it to move. She said, you just said, I wanted to accept the Lord. Why don't you want it to move? I said, what if I die between in here and the classroom? That was the urge that was in me. And she prayed with me. I accepted the Lord. And then from there, I went home for Christmas. And my father, my parents, who mixed idol worship with Coptic church, and slaughtered a sheep for the God they worship. And I never read the Bible except what I heard, and accepting the Lord. I didn't know how the Holy Spirit speaks, but I heard a voice saying, you can't be part of this now. You can't be part of this. What do I do? This is my father. So it's my turn to come. I was the last child. When I came, I said, Father, I can't be part of this now. Why? Now I have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. My dad picked up spear to kill. My brothers helped me. I escaped. Well, my journey started. And from there, the Lord called me when I was in high school to full-time ministry, which I resisted with everything that within me. I said, I wanted to be a medical doctor. I wanted to help myself. And the poverty and the persecution was so severe. I said, I just wanted to escape from that poverty. And it's not what we trying to escape from. It's who we wanted to run to. Is what That's makes right. the difference. And right. So I said yes to the Lord. That was 53 and a half years ago. Gave my full time to the Lord. And I am in a ministry, still moving forward, still loving the Lord and desiring. And my greatest prayer all my life is two things: next generation and the glory of God.
That's right. The glory of God. Well, that's.
You can hear God's voice and prophesy. Every person with the Spirit of God living in them can be used by God for entry-level prophecy. Entry-level prophecy is the starting point of an incredible adventure in hearing God's voice and prophesying. Prophecy encourages, comforts, and edifies people. And our heart is to equip and educate you to hear God and prophesy, walking it out as a lifestyle. And that's why we created Entry-Level Prophecy eCourse on charismacourses.com. Through this powerful eCourse, you will be equipped to hear God and to prophesy. You will gain the necessary biblical understanding needed to take a step of faith and speak what you hear God saying to see people encouraged, comforted, and edified. In this course, you'll learn about the fruit of the Spirit, the character traits of God, how to receive and deliver a prophecy, how to judge a prophecy, and what foundation you need to prophesy, and what heart motivations are necessary to prophesy. When you enroll in this e-course, you'll also have access to bonus materials and our live coaching sessions. Go to charismacourses.com to purchase entry-level prophecy and learn how to hear God's voice and prophesy.
That's part of your book, Abiding in His Presence. What are some Yes. of the things that Christians can do to abide in His presence right here and right now, especially as we have jumped into this new year, 2024, and there are things shaking and stirring? Anything that can be shaken Mm-hmm. will be shaken this year. We know that. But how can Christians abide in God's presence through it all?
You know, it's not as difficult as it sounds, because that's what we are. We are created Yes. to abide in His presence. That's where Adam lived. But the enemy, with his strategy, and deceived us to leave that place and moved from where we are created to live and start living for something else. And Adam and Eve start living for their desire instead of the presence of God. It's the same challenge today. And so the deception, what the enemy brings to us, if we say no, it's the Lord. Even in the Old Testament and New Testament, people who decided to follow the Lord and to abide in Him, they made Christ the center of their lives.
Amen.
And they were There is a really good book. I read it, and most Americans read it, A Purpose-Driven Life, which is really, really good. But it doesn't really cut it, because it's Christ that will bring us to the Lord. It's not even our purpose. It's not even what we do. If I am driven, Christ-driven life, that always pull me to Him. The more I come to Him, the more I know Him, the more I wanted to be like Him, the more I wanted to be in His presence, the more I wanted to say no to other stuff and say, no, He is the one. I want Him. I wanted to live with Him. I wanted to live for Him. So it's making Christ the center of everything.
That's right.
As simple as that.
Well, I love it. And in your book, you use an acronym, VIP, which
yes.
we know is very important persons. People know that I was a private yes. military contractor. I took care of high-level mm-hmm. executive VIPs, mm-hmm. such yeah. as the ambassador of the United States mm-hmm. to Afghanistan. So VIP, but you've got a different spin on it. In your book, what is a VIP?
Thank you. VIP, I looked at the kingdom of God. The kingdom of VIP is a deep language. So, and as I looked to the God, VIP for me is value, identity, and purpose. And value comes from what we believe. What do I believe about, not what do I believe about myself? What do I believe about my calling? What do I believe about the future, about what's around me? And that what we believe give us that value so that we can base our foundation on it. Faith gives us a foundation. And that belief, that having value system, and gives us a strong foundation, and renewing our mind, as Paul says, be renewed by the spirit of your mind. And then when you do that, and that will help us to know who we are. Identity. Who am I? This is what I believe, but who am I? And what do I live for? Once I know what my value system, and just like when Moses grew, he decided against what was temporarily important and say, no, I'd rather suffer with the people of God, because that's the purpose of God. That's what I'm created for. Once I know who I am, then I don't live for anything else except for what I'm creating. I need to know first, who am I? What is my identity? My identity does not come from what I went through, my color. I am an Ethiopian. That's not my identity. That's where I was born. This is the skin I have. But my identity is I'm a child of God. I am yes. loved by God. I am washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. I am anointed for the purpose and for the will of God. So once I establish that, once I know what I believe, once I know who I am, then the next thing is I only live for that purpose God created me for, set me apart for. So that's what VIP is all about. And knowing our value, and affirming our value through the word of God by the Holy Spirit every day. That's what the revelation does for us. And then know who we are. Once we accept who we are, and God releases that anointing and grace we need to accomplish what He has created and saved us for. That's what Amen. That iteration is all about.
Amen. Yeah, I want to encourage people to draw close to Jesus, especially right now. Draw close to Jesus. What are some of the things that you see that the Holy Spirit does in power when we abide in God's presence?
When we abide in the presence of God, you know, the presence of God, I call it a glory zone. The glory zone is when we close to no one but God. It's me and the Lord. Just like when Moses was on the mountain in the presence of God, that was a glory zone for him. In that place, Moses, three things happened to Moses, which is applicable to us today. Number one, and he get to know the Lord, he was transformed. He didn't even know he was transformed. When we come to the Lord, the presence of the Lord transforms us. And he was reflecting the glory of God when he came down, because he was saturated with the presence of God, with the glory of God, with the holiness of God. And people said, oh, please cover your face because we can't look at you because of the presence of God. That's what the glory of the Lord does for us. And then more than that, when he was on the mountain in the presence of God, the Lord gave him his word, the eternal word of God. That's when we receive the revelation, understanding the word of God. So it's a direction. It's we know who we are. We know what God requires of us. We understand the word of God. We understand God. We understand the purpose of God. So the word of the Lord. More than that, and this is the most important as relating to the abiding in the presence of God. And then the Lord gave him a pattern to build the tabernacle so that he can dwell among his people. That is what we need as individuals, as a family, as a church. What is the pattern, God, so that we can dwell in the presence of God? How do we build? It's not just according to our experience, according to what we assume. How do we build so that something that can host the presence of God? And that's right. God wanted to be with us. That's why he created us. But yes, we need to remove whatever hinders him. Sometimes it's amazing, my brother. And sometimes, you know what hinders, at least for me, what hinders me from going to the presence of God? The ministry.
What?
Yeah. Everything that takes us away from the Lord. And God does not to a ministry. He called us to himself. But then when we serve the Lord, but he sent us to the ministry, but he calls us to himself. If I don't know how to run to the Lord, I can't run for the Lord. I just run for my own ambition, desire, whatever it is. So I count on what I have accomplished instead of what God can do through me for his glory. So that's what it takes, at least for me, when I look at it.
Yeah. So in your book, when you talk about patterns, I really enjoyed that, talking about patterns, getting the patterns from heaven, instituting that in our lives, in our ministry, in our families. You know, mm-hmm. I believe that we need to bring our families, because God can restore anything and everything, no matter what we've done. He could restore families, yes, and revival begins, yes, in our personal place, but also in our homes and in our families. Yes. And we need those biblical patterns to bring them from, yes, heaven to earth. As you shared in your book, and even now, mm-hmm, God showed Moses the pattern for the tabernacle and, mm-hmm, things. And there are patterns throughout history. What is a pattern that you see the church needs to receive or institute now in the days ahead?
The biggest pattern or source of big true pattern are two things. One, we need to go back to the word of God. When we go back to the word of God, particularly in the New Testament, we need to make the cross of Christ the centrality of our walking, our men. We make the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ the center of everything we do. And then that's the pattern. We die with Christ. We live for Christ. And it's so focusing on the gospel. One of the things, as I travel, not only in U.S., over different nations, what I have seen among the believers in minimizing the centrality of the cross and the importance of the cross, the cost of the cross. We're trying to avoid the cost of the cross. We can't experience the presence of God and walk in the pattern God intended for us in the New Testament if we avoid the cross. Number two is our willingness to host the presence of God. That means being sensitive to the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus concluded in the book of Revelation, in chapters, whoever has ears, let him hear what the Spirit it says today. What he is speaking, the Holy Spirit is this of experience. One of the enemy is our past experience, so that will hinder us from receiving what he wants to do today, what he wants to accomplish in us and through us. So going back to hosting his presence, when we host his presence, and for me, three things are very important. Correct the past. deal with the issue that hinders you. Yes. And host his presence and future on the focus on the future generation, raising another generation. Jesus, yeah. When Jesus came, the first thing he said, the kingdom of God. And then immediately he went to discipling the 12 guys.
Yep.
It's the future. So see, it's very, very important with, you know, the rose and, you know, what happened? Yeah, there is a revival. What? God did not change his mind. Why don't
That's right.
we stop and say, what happened? Because he says, I'm God, host me, be sensitive to me. Put aside your agenda and agenda. Let me share what is upon my heart, not on what is on your mind. So that's really where the church is. That's back in focusing on the centrality of the cross of Christ and sensitivity to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Guys, I'm having an amazing discussion with Alemu Biftu, the author of Abiding in His Presence. I'd like to ask you, sir, to pray for us to encounter the presence and the glory of God for those watching or listening into this while they do, like that they just encounter Jesus through it.
Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, you said in your word, this is the generation that seeks the face of God of Jacob. Lord God, we have asked for, Lord, for this and for that, and we sought your hand. Now, today, as a generation, we seek your face. We wanted to presence. We wanted to see you. We wanted to see your glory. We wanted to see your majesty. We wanted to see your greatness. Even Lord Moses, after 40 days with the Lord, he came back and said, again, you said, yes, I'll show you my glory, but I declare my name before you. Lord God, open our eyes to see you, to hear what you are doing, to see, Lord God, the way you are leading us. Open our eyes. Open our eyes to you. Open our ears to hear you. Even as John said, I heard a voice from behind him. I turned around to see. Then I see Lord Jesus among his church. When I saw him in his glory, I was on my face. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ for every one of us today. Let your grace, let your glory, Almighty God, melt our heart so that we will be on our knees, not because of fear, but because of the glory of our God, because of who our God is. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that everyone who will listen to us right now to be filled with the Spirit of God, to be baptized by the fire of the Holy Spirit, to be renewed, Almighty God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I release the grace of God. I release the fire of God. Renew your people. Renew your people, Almighty God. Empower us. Empower us, Almighty God. You are the one who said, when you receive the Holy Spirit, you will be my witnesses. We wanted to receive the power of the Holy Spirit, the wisdom of the Spirit. We wanted to be sensitive to the presence of the Holy Spirit today. In the name of Jesus, renew our mind, renew our spirit, fill us with your Holy Spirit. Jesus, even as you said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He anointed me to preach the good news, Father God, so that we will go out and declare the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the season for the gospel. This is the hour for the gospel. Empower us, renew us, Lord God, refresh us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for those who are struggling and say, I don't know where to turn. I don't know what to do. Father God, in the name of Jesus, touch them right now at where they are. Father God, renew them. Those who are seeking direction, give them direction. Who needs healing, heal them in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Alemu, what is the best way for people to get a hold of you and more information, but also purchase your book, Abiding in His Presence?
If they go to our website, goglory.org, go glory, they go there, they can find it, G-O goglory.org, goglory.org. They can go there and order the book and see other also resources.
Amen. And guys, as normal, I've got a link to the book in the podcast description. If you listen to this on Apple, on Spotify, you could click that link. On other places, you'll have to, you know, go to other websites. So you have to go to Amazon or goglory.org. But if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, click that link. But also you could get my book as well, The Baptism with the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And that link is also provided in the podcast description, in the podcast notes. Guys, this has been an awesome time with Alemu Biftu, the author of Abiding in His Presence. So I'd encourage you, reach out to him, purchase his book, Abiding in His Presence. I've only got two more chapters of it, and I'm going to finish it this afternoon. And it makes me hungrier for the glory of Jesus, for his presence. Alemu, thank you for being my special guest on Adventures in the Spirit.
Thank you for the honor of being with you.
Thank you so much for listening to Adventures in the Spirit with Jared Lasky, a podcast that activates you to live the supernatural life. Subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and share it with your friends. Leave a 5-star rate and review, which helps us reach more people with the love and power of the Holy Spirit, and partner with us at firebornministries.com. And may you live your best spirit-empowered life and have your own adventures in the Holy Spirit.